That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and welcome to Let's Find Out. This is the merry month of May. I love the month of May. I love May 1st, and I love the Kentucky Derby. I did get the horse, except he came in third. At least I got one that won, the one that placed, or whatever. So this month of May promises to be exciting. Mars spends the entire month in Cancer, suggesting that important activities will take place at home or in your domestic life. A rare dual transit is underway as Jupiter and Saturn begin the month traveling through the Aquarian sign together, which is always cold and austere. Then from May 13th to July 28th, Jupiter moves and makes a brief four-way into Pisces. That's going to be very interesting, and that will show you what is ahead for you in 2022. So you'll see a shift of energy, and then we'll go back to finishing up what we were supposed to when we get to July. I have a wonderful guest tonight, and I want to play something that I'm going to dedicate to Gary. His name is Gary Chen. He's a reader. He's on YouTube, and he does the tarot. You can hear him shuffling the cards. And I want to play this one little bit for him. Can we play Fortune Teller, please? And everybody listen.
Fortune Teller. Fortune Teller. Can you see what my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? Fortune teller, is she free? Has she worn just for me? You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be. Tell me, tell me, tell me. Will we meet on a busy corner? Will she know that I'm the one? Will I be like little Jack Horner, getting myself a sugar plum?
And that was a very special song for me. It was recorded in the 1950s, and my family used to tease me with that song. But when I did my first radio show, and that was in with the X-Zone and Rob, I did it in around 1993. He played Fortune Teller, so I played it tonight for Gary for luck. It's very special to me. How are you tonight, Gary? Welcome to Let's Find Out.
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are too. This is a call-in show, guys, so you got to grab Gary while you can. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. 6008. And I just want everybody to know that Gary is on YouTube, and he is so clear and so accurate, I had to have him on the show as a guest. One question, give us your name, where you're located, and your birthday when you call in. So, Gary, welcome here. I'm so glad you're here. I wanted to know, where are you originally from? I know that you're from where my son is living now.
Yeah, I actually was born and raised in New York City. I grew up in downtown in the Lower East Side. I lived there up until, I think it was like the early 90s. I don't quite remember. And that's when I moved to Brooklyn. Yeah, so I lived in Brooklyn up until the end of high school, and then I moved to Hawaii, and I lived there for a while.
Oh, that's great. Where are you in Hawaii?
I lived on Oahu in Honolulu, so I went to school there and studied history and anthropology.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so after that, I came back here to New York.
I love Hawaii, but I spent most of my time on Maui.
Oh, Maui is beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did your spiritual journey begin?
You know, it began, I feel like it began at a very young age, because at a young age, I would see a lot of spirits and stuff like that. Have a lot. Yeah. So as I got older, I don't know what happened when I got to my adult now currently, but I don't see spirits anymore, but I could sense them. Mm-hmm. So I think I really dove into my spiritual journey maybe like 3, 4, or 5 years ago when my sister introduced Vedic meditation to me.
There you go, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wow. That's right. I learned those too.
Yeah, after the first session, it completely changed my life. And so I highly recommend meditation.
I did my first spiritual meditation with the Vedic method in Vermont. And it was about 1986. And I was sitting in a group of about 30 people singing Om Namah Shivaya. I felt this energy go smack into my third eye. And I got knocked back on the pillow. And I saw a cloud come. Oh, my cloud-covered Christ come. And I saw someone, I thought it was the Lord, come down with their arms open to me saying, your son's college expenses will be lifted off your shoulders. Mm-hmm. And then they were gone. And it happened.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened. It was so powerful. Really, really powerful. So as you're studying the Vedic, they certainly don't teach tarot. How in the world did you start tarot?
It's so funny. So I started about a year ago when the whole pandemic happened, after when it all started, I lost my job and I was just learning a bunch of random things. And at that time I was actually going through like a major breakup, a separation from an ex. And so I picked up the tarot deck because I felt like I was never going to get the closure I needed from this person. So I asked a tarot. And I started to study the tarot deeply, studying every card, just reading a lot of books.
That's good.
And then I started practicing on friends and family, got amazing feedback from them telling me that I should start charging, which I did. I started charging $20 for each reading, as long as you want. But then I started to increase my prices as more people came to me, and they have different tiers for like different readings, how many questions, like different amount
you
of questions.
You organize energy. Reading cards to me is energy.
Mm-hmm. Just yes, like I agree.
Typing
I agree.
For a lawyer or a lawyer going to court. And they're all worth something. We pay for energy. One way or another. And I've always told people, if you're going to do readings, you have to have an equal exchange of energy. And I find when I go into my body and ask, I get told by spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always a good thing, too.
Yeah.
So what were you doing before tarot? I know that your family, you said, was from China, right?
Yes, my family.
And that's where my son is living now. He's in Chasing. So what were you doing before you started your journey?
So I had worked in insurance for a very, very long time. I worked in workers' compensation, individual disability insurance. So the last company I worked for before I got laid off because of the pandemic was I was an operations manager at a law firm. And basically law firm is a debt collection agency. So I felt, a lot of these companies I worked for wasn't really in alignment with who I am as a person.
That's very hard work. I did that for a while.
Yeah, it was just, you know, making money off people suffering. It was just, I just didn't feel good the time that I was there. It was sort of like a job I had to take right when I got back from India because I had gone there.
It was part of waking you up.
I think so. And I definitely woke up once the pandemic happened because I realized I needed to do something that's more in alignment with who I am. So when the tarot deck called out to me, and that's when I sort of got my calling and sort of, and it all started from there. And it's been a great journey so far. Yeah. And
Gary, we have a caller and she's one of your neighbors. She's from Queens, New York.
Oh.
Her name is Pauline and her birthday is December 19th.
Okay. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, I'm also, I call myself an American Chinese. I don't know if you're probably, I don't know if you're born in China, but whatever. I just wanted to balance out the energy by calling in and being from Queens, and I heard you were from Brooklyn.
Yes, I'm from Brooklyn. So you wanted to...
Do you need to ask a question, or you're just going to pull cards and it's just so accurate?
If you have a question,
you must
one
be really
question,
good.
Pauline. You know the rules. One question.
Yes, I know.
So what is your question?
Oh, okay. The person I am trying to, I think, partner up with, is this person a long-term, like, till the end of my life kind of a person?
Okay. What is this
person's name? Can we have their first name, probably?
Yeah, his name's Richard.
Richard. Okay. All right. Let's get started. What messages do you have for Pauline in regards to Richard? Is Richard Pauline's end-all, be-all person? Is Richard Pauline's end-all, be-all person? What messages do you have for Pauline regarding love? Regarding Richard here, what messages do you have for her? So I'm going to pull four cards here and see what's going on, Polly. All right, let's see what's going on. Split the deck here. All right, we have the Four of Pentacles. We have the Seven of Pentacles. We have the Knight of Pentacles. So, do you know what his sign is? Zodiac sign?
He's a Sag as well.
Okay. You know, I do feel like there will be commitment here because I'm looking at the, I'm looking under the deck. You have the Fool card and then the Four of Wands. So I feel like this is a twin flame connection. So whoever this person is, this person probably has a lot of emotions towards you. Or you have a lot of emotions towards this person, but it's moving kind of slow right now from what I'm seeing here. So I do feel like this. Yeah, so I feel like this person is your end all be all. I'm seeing commitment here. I'm seeing happiness. I'm seeing stability. I'm seeing marriage. This looks great, but it's just gonna. It's moving slow. So I feel like you, since you both are Sagittarius, you guys need to be a bit patient, but I think you are, you guys pretty are in that energy right now. So,
Pauline, I'm going to say one thing that I picked up from it. And that is that he's worried about finances and money and if he can take care of you for some time.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So Gary, that was pretty good. You were right on the money. I just want to say this is Elizabeth Joyce with Right Let's Find Out, and it's a call-in show with Gary Chen, who is a fabulous tarot reader. The number here is 888-627-6008, and we're going to take a short break so that we can listen to tonight's weekly cosmic tip. ¶¶
This is Elizabeth Joyce of Visions of Reality. This is your Stargaze report between May 3rd and May 9th, 2021. I want to say something before I start. I want all of you to know that I do write out my script because that's where I can get clarity and all of the important information in one place without skipping something or missing a line or two. So let's begin. May brings us some days of deprogramming, and the month contains a lunar eclipse that is also the largest supermoon of this year. When we work with the full moon of Sagittarius, emotions are likely to be exaggerated. Mercury enters the stationary period of its shadow in a coming retrograde cycle on the 15th, and then turns retrograde on May 29th until June 22nd. This is particularly interesting because a communication breakdown cycle occurs in one of Mercury's favorite signs, Gemini, and the other sign would be Virgo. As airlines and the travel roads open up, watch to see what kind of complications will manifest. Add to that, there's a solar eclipse in Gemini on June 10th at the exact same degree that Mercury retrogrades in May. On May 13th, the expansive god of abundance, Jupiter, temporarily enters Pisces until late July, and this is going to give everyone a hint of what's coming for them in 2022. That's something to look forward to. The battle of the fixed signs continue as the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Uranus in Taurus square against Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter in Aquarius. Both of these fixed signs are stubborn in their own right. Aquarius shows up as cool, removed, and disinterested, while Taurus exerts instinctive and unreasonable visceral demands, then they are both attempting to gain control. The dispassionate objectivity of the Aquarius influence will be able to mitigate and unravel the Taurus cult personality, which is reinforced by the Sun's transit through Taurus throughout the month of May. Allow some extra time to wake up and get moving on Monday, because Saturn needs to ease into the day, while Jupiter does not want to take on his full load. Mercury enters Gemini on Monday evening and will pass through this sign all the way into mid-July, which is an extra long time due to the coming Mercury retrograde period between May 29th and June 22nd. It's time to come up with some new ideas, take some short trips, and prepare to either teach or take some short classes. What do you need to readjust in your life? How are you bringing your message to the world? This week's best weapons are a combination of aloof indifference and icy judgment on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thursday is the best day of the week by far to arrange for important meetings and social gatherings. The midweek is gentle. Thursday has Venus making harmony with Pluto. This helps you have deeper conversations about love and money. A trine between Venus and Pluto will crush feelings of petty competitiveness, allowing harmonious teams' effort to thrive at the work week. And the moon's conjunction of Neptune and sextile to the sun makes it an excellent time for romance and some twilight dining, followed by emotional romance. It's time to get physical with the moon in Aries on the weekend, but don't overdo it on Saturday morning as Venus challenges I want to do it all, Jupiter. Venus is associated with your sugar levels and the adrenal glands. Jupiter represents the liver and the lower back, and you don't want to take on too much and end up with a sugar high and a bad back by the evening and overexerting yourself. On Saturday evening, Venus enters Gemini until June 2nd, creating a harmonious flow for important conversations. Some deep communication and healing in relationships is favored. On Sunday, Mother's Day, We continue to have the moon in Aries until the PM, when it moves into productive Taurus to begin next week. Take mom out for a walk or perhaps golfing or something that would be outdoor sports and fun, because Aries is associated with exercise. Everybody enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. I hope it's happy and joyous for all of you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
And that was your weekly cosmic tip. I really hope that my weekly cosmic tip of astrology helps you. And I hope that you realize that I do give you the week's energies. And you know, that's how you can function during the week. If you know that an energy day is going to be off, and if you know which one is the better one, and you have something special to ask or request, always wait for the good day. And it's better to get a clear answer and a better answer. And I'm back on Let's Find Out with my guest, Gary Chen, who is very intuitive and a very good tarot reader. He's on YouTube, so you can find him there, and he will give you his contact information. So, Gary, tell me what you represent in your readings, and what is it that you want to help people with? How do you do that?
You know, I represent, you know, giving clear messages which are truthful and honest. With these messages, I want to help people face their challenges and overcome them. So a lot of the times, you know, some people are receptive of it and some people are not. And those individuals that are not, that tells me that they're not really ready to make those changes or really face their demons. So yeah, I represent the truth. So I basically give clear messages on what's currently going on in your situation, what are your challenges, and basically help you overcome them.
And how do you prepare for that? How can somebody do that that doesn't know anybody? It's very strange how that goes through your body. See if you can explain that a little bit.
You know, a lot of the messages I get is just like a feeling. Like once I reveal the card, it's a feeling that I get, you know. And, you know, these feelings are felt throughout my body. You know, I'm still kind of learning like to pinpoint, you know, what these where these feelings are coming from. Like, I'm still trying to learn how to...
You'll never know where they're coming
from. Yeah, it's strange. Yeah, sometimes, like, I get overwhelmed with emotions. I'm almost in tears. Other times, I'm scared. So, there's other times...
So, you're pulling the Aquarius energy through your body. And the way that I like to describe it is that your higher self tunes into their higher self. And they talk to each other, and the messages you get are really coming from the other person.
Yes.
You. So that's why you feel all the emotions, and then, of course, you can wash that out later.
Yes. Usually a lot of the readings after I'm done with them, I usually release it pretty quickly. I never hold on to it. So if someone on YouTube comes back to me and asks me about a reading, I usually tell them, you know, I don't remember.
Refresh me what we discuss. And then if you say refresh what we discuss and you open yourself up, you can go right back to that place.
Take
you back if you ask. It's amazing what spirit can do. It's amazing what our minds can do. It's something we don't work with on a daily basis, our intuitive self. But it's getting bigger and bigger. I'm writing a new book about it, Gary. It's going to be something.
I'm excited to see that. Mysteries revealed.
So that's going to be. I just wanted to know, what have you learned on your spiritual journey that has impacted your life? How has this affected your spiritual growth, how you think, and how you relate to people now? It has to have changed that.
You know, I think one of the biggest things that really impacted my life that has always stuck with me since I've been on the spiritual journey is learning to release control. It is so important. Yes. It is so important to release control, because when you control your situation, people around you, your environment, you're actually hindering your growth and evolution. So it's better to just embrace those changes gracefully, because you learn, you evolve, you change. And that's the whole human experience, is to learn, evolve.
Well, you know, and grow. I worked with Louise Hay. She's pretty well known. Mm-hmm. I worked with her for about 5 years, and she taught us to say one sentence. If somebody says something that we've never heard of or that we might disagree with, what mm-hmm. we would say is, "So interesting you think that way. I never thought that way. Can you explain your feelings?" Mm-hmm. And then you can really become a part of what they're feeling. Because mm-hmm. if you listen to it, they feel you're accepting of them. You're not mm-hmm. battling their thoughts, and you're at least listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great tool.
Yeah.
So how much further do you want to grow with the tarot? Are you doing well on YouTube?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, within just the past 4 days, I'm already up to 8,000 subscribers, where a week ago I was only at 5.
There you go.
So it's going pretty quickly. I feel like maybe by the end of the week I'll hit 10,000. Mm-hmm. So it's
sort of...
Well,
you gotta go further than that. You wanna get further than that. But that's good that you're growing.
Of course.
And if you meditate and throw your communication circle out, you mm-hmm. go to the left and you throw a circle around you. Because mm-hmm. that makes it a clockwise circle. You have to do everything in clockwise.
Right.
And mm-hmm. if you throw out a gold circle around you and just see the little hooks touching people's hearts that need to open and be helped, you'll start mm-hmm. getting the calls. Do that before you do your readings.
Yeah. I do usually meditate before my readings too, and that, I feel like that helps a lot.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. So this is Elizabeth Joyce. We're with Let's Find Out. I'm talking to Gary Chen. He's a reader, actually very intuitive, and also a tarot reader. And I know that Gary uses the tarot to clarify what he's receiving. The number here to call in is 888-627-6008. And we'd love you to call. We're here. We have to have a few messages at the half hour. And we'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, so let's find out. And that is one of my all-time favorite songs. Ever since I was a little girl, I played that song. That was The Gypsy by the Ink Spots. And, of course, they were popular back in the 20s and 30s. Beautiful group. Beautiful group. Love the song. My guest tonight is Gary Chen, and we are here giving tarot readings. The number to call is 888-627-6008. If you'd like to ask a question, please give us a call. So, Gary, what in the world do you like to do in your free time? Or are you too busy doing the cards to have any free time?
You know, lately I have been doing the cards a lot, but usually in my free time, I love being outdoors. I love going on hikes, taking a dog out to go on hikes or go to the beach. Pre-COVID, I love traveling a lot. I would love to get back into that again at some point this
year.
If
we can afford the gas, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love to
What kind of a dog do you have?
I have a Scottish Terrier. She's 7 years old.
I have a baby Pomeranian who's 2 years old.
Aww.
And she's sweet. She's really sweet. I've enjoyed her so much. I got her when I was in Texas. Her name is Ella May.
Aww.
I named her after my grandmother. Uh-huh. And she's a devil. She's a little southern devil, I'll tell you. What's your dog's name?
Her name is Mila.
Mila?
Yeah. So I got her after I came back from the backpacking trip in Europe in 2014. So I've had her since then. When I got her, she was like about 3 months old. So she's a bit nuts. She's quite feisty. So she's a Sagittarius. Her birthday is on December 5th. So
Oh, I got a Virgo, but I got she was about 8 weeks old, so she was really a baby. I used to hold her in the rocking chair and rock her. She liked that.
But she must still love that.
She does. Yeah. Now, do you feel that you're intuitive with your pet?
I do. Sometimes I am actually having conversations with her. It's kind of strange, but I know what she's feeling, sometimes what she's thinking, what she wants.
And she knows to tell you.
Yes. Pets can communicate with people too. I feel like they do it in their own telepathic way because they can't really actually, well, they bark. You could tell what they want from their bark, but, you know, I feel like pets or animals in general are just super sensitive too.
She is. She throws herself. She throws herself against my legs when she has to go out, or she'll stand on her back paws and, you know, claw the air. It's so cute, especially when she wants a pepperoni.
My dog scratches at my leg if she's like watching me eat and she wants something. Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. I know that too. The little beggar, right? So tell me more about how you're going to expand this. I'm sure you're going to go into healing work because I want you to know that your readings can be very healing. I felt that when you gave me my reading, which is part of why I asked you to be on the air, because I thought that you work with healing. And I don't know whether you know it, but I sense that you work with frequency too, because I could feel the frequency in speaking with you. And as we got more in harmony with what was being said, then I felt things being released as you and I talked and you were like echoing what I was thinking and we were both on the same path with what was going on and what was coming out. I could feel a healing.
Yeah. It's really strange that, you know, you say that because like, I'm not even aware that I'm doing that. It's just, I don't know. It's just like a feeling. It's really hard to explain and really hard to pinpoint.
Actually, it's not. It's the fifth dimension, and you're opening up your eighth chakra. And because you're opening up your eighth chakra, you're bringing in a higher form of energy, which is almost like taking a spray of Febreze and spraying it around. You know how that clears the air?
Yes.
When you talk with somebody and you're joining energies with them, they give you permission, you're joining energies with them, then you can absolutely know that that you're in a higher level. And the minute that we're in a higher level, healing begins and shedding begins, shedding the old, shedding the fear, shedding the negativity.
You know, I found that, you know, when I started Vedic meditation, if I have some challenges in my life, I seem to get over them pretty quickly. As before in the past, I would, you know, ruminate on it for a very, very long time. I do feel that energy work does help, especially meditation. I really highly recommend that.
Oh, I do too.
To anyone, because I feel like anyone could do this. We're all very intuitive beings. It's just a matter of, you know, sort of doing the energy work and tapping into that.
Well, you have somebody that wants to tap into your energy. His name is Doug. He's from Lafayette, California. He's born on December 18th. Can you have a reading with Doug? Are you there, Doug?
I am. Hi.
So do you have some questions for Gary?
I do. I would love to know if there's a woman in my future.
All right. Let's take a look here, Doug. All right. Let's get shuffled up. All right. What messages do you have for Doug? Is there a new woman in his future? What love messages do you have for Doug here? What does Doug need to know regarding love here? A new woman in his future. All right, let's get two more shuffles in.
Okay.
No. All right. All right, Doug. Splitting the deck here. Let's see. We have the King of Wands. Okay, there you are, Sagittarius energy. We have the Emperor, Aries energy. We have the Ten of Swords, and then the Eight of Swords. Interesting. So on the bottom of the deck, we do have the Four of Wands. You know, I'm feeling like you're still thinking about something that happened maybe in your recent past. Maybe there was a betrayal here in regards to a past relationship. And I feel like you're trying to get over that, trying to pick yourself back up right now. And sort of trying to, I feel like you're focusing on yourself right now. But I do, you know, to be honest, I'm not really feeling that there is someone new around you. I'm getting more past energy here. So I hope this resonates with you.
It not only does, it's how I am. And you're right on. I am focusing most on myself. My whole world shifting and changing. I'm moving. Business is expanding. And I don't have a lot of time for that. But
well, you know what, Doug? I was getting that there was a broken heart, especially he doesn't know about Paradise, California, but Doug was caught in that fire and they lost everything.
Oh.
Everything. And now that was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and now they're rebuilding. But I do think that there's people that you're very close to and fond of, Doug.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right now you're better off alone and you're looking to strengthen your business. That's what the Emperor is, strength.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I just lost the love of my life. And guess what? It wasn't even a lady. It was a dog.
It was a dog.
It was a dog. Almost 18 years old. And she was everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right.
Well, you know what I say, Doug? I say the cards never lie, and those cards were right on the money. They really were.
Yes, they were right on. I mean, surprisingly, so I would have expected you wanted, appease me on Savla, but you didn't. You go, that's just not in the cards.
No, yeah.
What I like about Gary, that's what, you know what Gary does? And I'm famous for it, too. We tell people, everybody wants us to tell us what they want to hear, but we tell them the truth.
Thank you.
So this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have to get ready for the meditation now. Gary, it's been wonderful having you on the air. Please tell everyone how they can reach you.
Yeah, so you can reach me on YouTube. Just search Gary's Tarot, or you could feel free to shoot me an email at gchen385@gmail.com. So also in the YouTube channel, you could find the links on how to book a reading with me, and I update my channel quite frequently. So I do a lot of general love readings, energy check-ins. This month I'm going to be doing a lot of fun stuff, starting career readings, what your past person, what kind of karma they're facing. So just keep an eye out for that.
And I know you're going to add one more thing, and I'm doing this psychically, so bear with me. You're also going to be able to tell people what's coming ahead for the next 3 to 6 months.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that will cover a lot of those subjects that you said. So that's coming to you, Gary. That's great. Well, thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are going to be doing the meditation. And the song that we're going to be hearing is If We Only Have Love by Elizabeth Hepburn. And then we'll have the guided meditation of healing and frequency. And we'll finish with Richard Shulman, Entering the Unknown. Very fascinating music. Next week, we're back with Frank St. James. So please listen in. And I love it when you listen. And I love it when you write me and I hear from you. So be well. Have a wonderful first week of May. Spring is here. And I'll see you next time. Good night.
the days of our year will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the healing meditation that will help raise your frequency vibration. Raising your vibration into the fifth dimension is to live an amazing life. In order to do that, you need to break through the conditional response of fear that we have all been brought up with and that has been with the planet since almost the beginning of the planet. We have come to a time when this really counts. Yes, it seems crazy out there, but it's really not. It's just that all the outmoded negative life ups and downs are being broken down and split apart. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into this frightening energy. As a child, we were taught to fuss and whine when we wanted our own way. And we have brought that into our adult life. We haven't realized that as we grow older, we need to leave our childish ways. We can communicate instead of taking a negative action to gain a response or to get our own way. We use the childish feelings, childish behavior. At this time, as we enter the fifth dimension, we must change our thinking process and how we think about our life. we are being tested. The history of life on Earth is that people prey on the weak people to get what they want. When a friend or a boss yells at you and reprimands you, it's not anything to do with you. They are angry at something that they're angry at, which has nothing to do with you. You're simply a scapegoat where they can drop their negative feelings and anger. Something else is going on around them, and the anger becomes a great expression to vent on you. What's going on in this country has nothing to do with the real issues, because real issues never require anger or violence. The riots and anger is an age-old excuse, the old way of handling things so that you can behave badly. When a window gets broken and a small store is looted, the people that you are supposedly defending may be put out of business. Looting and breaking windows has nothing to do with peace, protesting, or justice. That's an excuse. It's a behavior that we have used for centuries and eons, and it has to stop. Who does the billy pick on? The biggest guy? No. They pick on the weakest. But the bully has issues, and they want to prove how good they are. And these issues have nothing to do with who they pick on. It is very important in the next 4 years that we stay centered, at peace, and change our focus. We change our focus from fear and what's going to happen to me to I am a powerful individual, I am a light worker, and I work in love, peace, and harmony. Right now, people use frustration for their own personal agendas. And this has to stop. This has to change. The world is changing. Here's what we can do about it. Here's where we can grow. Stop acting like babies, because we are now holding the power that we did not know about years ago. We would actually go into a challenging situation and do the same things that are being done now. Negative times negative equals negative. Nothing gets accomplished, and terrible destruction is left behind. You hold the power of the oneness, and you act on that power of the oneness. And this is done with total peace, no judgment, and not being sucked into the confusion and anger and hostility of those around you. A riot is a riot, and nothing has changed. Oh, but wait. What about you? What has changed? What can change? You have the power to change. And what you have the power to change is your reaction. Of course there's bad behavior. It's always hanging around for a reaction. And when you give it the reaction, the baby gets fed. That is what we do to manipulate and control. The Lord said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's here, it's now. Our spiritual tests begin now, and there's much more to come. And 4 years of destruction before reconstruction. We as light workers must create the peace that can and will change the outcome. It will change everything. So join me as we embrace spiritual frontiers with a new way of loving and a new way of remaining in love, peace, and harmony. On the basis that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You are a child of light. You are experiencing different vibrations and frequencies on this earth plane. And your mission now is to raise everything up to a higher frequency where you don't need physical power. You don't need weapons because you hold the power. You hold the power within yourself. There are other people who have brought down nations because they used peace. There is no outer power that can battle that truth and win. When you see the upsets and disturbances in the world, don't go into fear, because that's exactly what they desire. Why do you think it's being done? To instill fear. If someone really wanted peace, there would be no violence and no destruction. It's a camouflage for something else that's going on. A distraction to get what they want when they really want it. Don't get sucked into this. There is power in prayer. There is power in positive communication. When you begin to meditate and you begin to practice lifting your vibration and focusing on love, peace, and harmony, focusing on the fifth dimension. There's a lot going on backstage, which has really shifted the entire world. Now that we have the violence, a whole new paradigm is starting. It's a different ball game. It's scary. Don't feed it. Don't fuel it. You're being tested. Don't go into the lower frequencies. When you say it's real and that it's a threat to you, it becomes that. Things like, I don't like my job. Rich people are evil. The frequency is very low, and your belief system becomes that. And when you sense you're going back into the fear, just say to yourself, here we go again. The structures are tumbling. People are behaving badly with different agendas in the background, and I am not going to fuel it anymore. The meek shall inherit the earth. Some small monk in Tibet can take down any nation. When you are in the higher frequencies, you fear nothing. You are indestructible. Embrace that truth. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. You are not the body. You have no illness. You have no violence. Nothing can destroy you. The higher the frequency, the more you allow this balance and this beauty to enter your life. The more you work with it and don't allow the lower frequencies to bring you fear. When you refuse to feed the lower dimensions, it will no longer control your reality. The old frequencies that we are exploiting from within keep you feeling trapped. We have been controlled by them. We believe that they can harm us. We feel it. Fear is a negative emotional reaction. It says you don't have any power. Something in the material world is stronger. This is real and I cannot change it. And that's how you give your power away. It creates a situation, an energy that is negative. An entire belief system that is the sum of your thoughts and beliefs. That's all it is. It's energy. And then you think, okay, what am I going to do about this? Begin with, I know who I am, I know what I am, I know how I serve. I am a universal energetic being. No, you don't have to sit home. If you want to take an action, then focus on taking an action by doing things that are peaceful. That is how we are going to put our town, environment, state, and country back together again by building a loving and supportive community. Take a deep breath and realize that the people who are out there demonstrating and being destructive and destroying are not your friends when it comes to living on a peaceful planet. They are not a high frequency. So it doesn't matter. What are you? What are we? No matter what, no matter who, no matter what color, no matter what religion, no matter your education level, no matter how much money you have everything. You have everything. You are a light being. You are here experiencing these incidents on Earth. You are a frequency, a very high frequency, and that's it. After you drop the body, you become a frequency of light. The universe doesn't judge what that is. It just recognizes the frequency. When you go into the loving and harmony stage, you are creating universal oneness. If you know this, you won't go into the energy of trying to separate people by judging them and hurting them. So pull back and put your attention to where it needs to be, to the higher frequencies. Meditate, have morning prayer, create togetherness in your home and in your community, which will bring harmony. Focus on living on a peaceful planet, a planet that chooses to live in love, peace, and harmony. This is your new mission. All of this is a test. I have told you this would be happening, and it will continue to do so. But we can hold out for 4 years. All are being tested. Other forms of the lower frequencies will evolve. Much more will be happening in all areas of our life. It will hit. It will create separation. It will create illness. It will affect finances. But the most important thing is that when we get through it all, it's going to affect how we treat one another. It will all finally dissolve, but only if you focus on the most peaceful, loving, respectful, and devotional areas of living. By respecting one another. Put your focus on the higher frequencies and remember that you are in a test pattern. You are becoming a master student. So this is it, kid. Will you become one of the meek? Meek is a knowledgeable, wise, clever person who holds power beyond human imagination. They don't need the material world to hold the power, because that's not where it comes from. When you go within and use it, it will change your outer world. When you go within and realize that it's just an experience from living here, and know that you're being tested, much like temperance, and know that you are being tested, much like temperance. Remember
and always be aware that stealing and taking items out of a store you have just destroyed has nothing to do with a protest. It's just blatant negative behavior. Put your attention and focus where it needs to be the most useful. I am an amazing human being. I'm using all of my inner strength to show us how this, I'm using all my inner strength to show us what this is all about and how to deal with it now. I promise you that this will become the biggest challenge of your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Expect many changes and expect a new energy that's coming into your life. You are reloading your energy. This energy is benign, it's of a higher frequency, and it will bring you balance, love, peace, and harmony. Take another deep breath. Closing your eyes, looking at the light on your third eye. Let the light expand. Let it expand throughout your mind, that beautiful amber gold. And know who you are, that you are a child of God, that you are an energetic being in the universe, and that you hold a power beyond human imagination. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Have a peaceful night and let this energy envelop you throughout the upcoming turbulent days.
Thank you. Thank you.